HK, and we're pleased to be joined with MVEC. We got our quarterly, well, Tom said it was the quarterly report is what he told me, so I'm just going off of what Tom gave me for information. We got a bunch of smiling faces, all happy to be here early in the morning and all that good stuff. Well, to start off, we're going to talk with Bruce, Joe. We're going to start off first with Marvin. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us this morning.
Oh, it's always fun having you guys, and boy, a lot of stuff going on, isn't there?
There is, and we just came off our annual meeting, but before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit about Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Sure.
In the area that we serve. We are a member owner cooperative, meaning that we are owned by our member owners. We have over 47,000 members, and we call them our member owners because they have the opportunity to attend our annual meeting that we have once a year, and I'll get into that a little bit. But we serve from up in the Waconia area, up north, down south to the Waterville-Elysian area, and we serve out west to the Arlington-Green Isle area and out east to 35W. And within those areas, we serve over 900 square miles of service territory. And again, we are owned by our 46,000-plus member owners.
All right.
So with that, on April 8th, we had our annual meeting at the Jordan High School. And at that meeting, we had over 230 people attend. And the schedule of that meeting is that we hand out scholarships as well. So we have high school scholarships that we give out. And we, prior to the meeting, we drew for 15 scholarships that are there $1,500 scholarships that you have to be a member owner.
Okay.
To qualify for that scholarship. And so before the meeting, we had a drawing for 15 of them. But at the meeting, we had an at-large drawing for 5 extra ones. And with that, we had over 47 high school seniors that were member owners attend that for one of the 5. And so it was a great meeting. We had a great turnout with the young youth in our service area.
So you said it was at Jordan High School. Was it in the gym or where was the meeting?
It's
where did
actually
it take place?
In the auditorium.
Yep, okay.
They have a nice auditorium there. And there was some, obviously with conflicts with scheduling with their plays in the spring of the year, but we were able to have a great turnout, and it's a great place to host the meeting.
I was just curious because I've been in that area. I've been in that gym many a times, and I've been in the auditorium as well. It's, they got a lot of great locations for you guys to have that meeting, so I wanted to clarify.
They do, and we've been there a few years, and it's a great central location for our member owners. And along with that, we also did a several door prizes to get people there. We've had $50 bill credits. We gave away 3 $100 bill credits. And at the end of the meeting, we had a grand drawing for an electric bike, and it was kind of neat. The young lady that won the electric bike, it was her birthday that day. And so we, President Erickson and I drew her name out of the hat there. And of course, she's way in the back up in the corner. And when her name was called, she cheered. And that was, we found out it was her birthday that day. So it was a special birthday present from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative for her.
That is amazing. So she, total coincidence, just drew her name randomly. And it happened to be her birthday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the people that all attended the meeting had the opportunity to sign up for all the drawings when they attended there. So it was a box full of names, and we happened to pick hers. And so it was her lucky day that day. So, and along with that, we had a report by myself, and along with our President Erickson gave a report, and then financial report and legal reports. We had a great meeting for our membership, too, and it was open up to questions. That we had a few members ask some questions that we had as well. And at that meeting, we had just run through each district here where Minnesota Valley is broken up into 3 districts. We have District 1, which is in the Prior Lake Savage area. District 2 is north of the Minnesota River. That's the Waconia and Carver area and Victoria area. And District 3 is south, and that's the Montgomery, New Prague, Lee Center area that we serve down there. So, and with that, we had Director in District 1, Deb Erickson, was elected. In District 2, Greg Bull was a new member that was elected as well. And with that, at the end of the meeting, we regroup and have do the officer election. And so for 2025, president is Deb Erickson of Savage, and vice president is Tom Wolf of Credit River. And then our secretary is Brent Lawrence of the Prior Lake. And so we have that, and we're looking forward to a great year in here in 2025. But the reason we're here this morning is that the two gentlemen sitting next to me, we have April is Line Worker Appreciation Month. And on April 14th, we celebrated Lineman Appreciation Day. And we have over 27 dedicated linemen that safely keep your lights on when it's lightning out or it's a snow blizzard. And you talked about getting here at 3 o'clock this morning. Well, these two individuals know that hour quite well because they go out and and don't get to come to the comforts of here, of course. They get to go out and climb poles and go through private right away. And they experienced an outage last night that I want to have them talk a little bit about. It was pretty interesting, the picture they showed me regarding that. But with that, I'll let those two kind of talk a little bit about what they do and explain what they do on a daily basis.
All right. Well, let's start off first with Bruce. So you guys had a late night or early morning? How's that?
Well, actually, it was yesterday, during the work day. But I've been on the lines for 27 years, and recently I've been made it to maintenance foreman. So Joe and I are on a crew together, and during the day we run trouble calls, and our priority is, you know, keep the power lights on. And we had a half power issue yesterday, which is quite common now with the wet season and the wires fault out. And so we have the equipment on the truck to do all the testing and find the actual fault. And we actually ran into underneath a nice I think a silver maple. So we located it and everything, and we started digging, and we had to cut tree roots, and we kept going, and before you know it, we were 4 feet deep. So luckily Joe's a good hard worker, and no complaining, or a little bit of complaining, but we got through it, and we restored the power for him, and you know, things turned out well.
Is that something you guys have to worry about a lot with maybe roots growing into power lines these days?
Yes, it is. And then a lot of times, if you do have to bring a piece of equipment on site, you're going to have to call emergency locates and go through a bunch of other hassles. So a lot of times it's easier to grab a shovel and start digging.
That's amazing. You don't think about it that way, but that's how it works. We're talking with Bruce Clare, foreman, lineman. 27 years you've been at MVEC?
It seems a lot shorter than that, but the time actually does go very fast.
How has things changed? What's the biggest difference you've seen, and especially your job, your title and all that? How has that all changed throughout your 27 years?
So back when I started, I did the apprentice program for 4 years, and then I graduated kind of onto a construction truck, which we built lines, more of the construction, plowed underground, and then I graduated kind of, the opportunity came open to do maintenance foreman. So I was in that position for now a couple years, which I really enjoy it. It's more customer service, interacting with the customers, kind of emergency calls throughout the day, power outages, and, you know, trying to help everybody out.
Okay. Have you been, what am I trying to say here? Have you been part of any mutual aid efforts throughout your career?
So over the years, I have had the chance to leave town a couple times. But the first one was at Ice Storm back in, I do believe, 2010. It was in Iowa. It was Raccoon Valley in Sac City. So it was a very small co-op. And we spent probably a week there. So the challenges were, you know, Ice Storm. You work all day, you get wet, you know, cold. So the challenge is to dry out your clothes, dry out your boots at night to try to do it all again the next day. So it was a good experience, but I'd rather take a storm in the warmer weather. So last fall, I had the opportunity to go to South Carolina for Hurricane Helene, which we were gone for probably a week. So them conditions were quite a bit different. They actually put us up in what they call a man camp. So that's quite an experience in itself. So you're in a tent and you're sleeping on a cot with probably 200 to 300 other guys in this tent. And they provide showers, they provide a meal tent. So, I mean, they took really good care of us, and I was really impressed about, you know, they had a fairly large area outages that they were able to coordinate and manage that as well as they did.
Now, was that in the hills of South Carolina? Where were
you?
So
we were in Blue Ridge Cooperative, which was in Pickens. We were about an hour south of Asheville, where all that you heard it on the news, where all the major damage was.
Yep.
So we were about an hour south of there. So we dealt with a lot of trees down, broken poles, wires down, and a lot of water flood damage.
Okay. And that's incredible that you were helping out. And that way you said you were down there for a full week, huh?
Yeah, it was a two-day drive down, two-day drive back, and we were roughly a little over a week we were down there.
Okay.
So
and that's got to be one of the more memorable experiences that you've had helping out with that. And do you have any power restoration events over your 27 years that might stand out?
To be honest with you, every outage is its own issue. And the ones that really do stand out, I guess, the most are the car pole accidents. Maybe when you have more people on site with emergency vehicles, the tow trucks, the ambulances. So you're trying to coordinate everything and kind of keep everybody safe. So it's kind of one of the more challenging events, especially in the middle of the night when it's dark out. So
Okay. And that's it. As you mentioned, dark out too, especially for those that can be very dangerous. How tough is that to try and make sure you got everything and got everyone safe in those situations?
Well, you normally work with a guy on a two-man crew, and we know each other very well, and everybody, tries to do the right thing, the safe thing, and take your time, and everything normally seems to work out at the end.
Okay. Well, you've been doing this for 27 years. What's some of the biggest changes you've seen? You mentioned how your job has changed over the years. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the equipment and everything else over the years that you've been doing this?
So in the beginning of the whole process, the crimp the lines, the crimp the wire together, a lot of it was hand tools, and you've seen a lot of the old guys leave with bad backs, bad shoulders. They've been operated on more than once. And over the years, we've been fortunate enough to have to get more hydraulic tools, more power tools, and just make life a little bit simpler and help out the guys.
Make that a lot better. And it seems like your back is fine. You've been standing up pretty straight. And
I'm still hanging in there. The only thing that got me over time is pickleball.
Oh, you're a pickleball guy?
I retired.
I was going to say, that's been a big thing, pickleball. So how many years did you play? Or was it just
about a couple months and then Achilles got me.
Oh. Was it just a sharp move and all of a sudden you just felt it?
One little move, yeah.
One little one, were you just down right away?
I walked. I drove myself home. Yeah, it was, for the injury, there was not enough pain for the amount, the severity of the injury. It was tough going. I was laid up for 4 months. So
4 months.
Marvin missed me for 4 months.
That had to be rough there, Marvin, for those 4 months.
Absolutely, and that great serious game of pickleball, of course.
That's got to be fun on the work. No, it was definitely work. I was definitely work-related.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Bruce, I appreciate the time here. Thanks again for telling us kind of a little bit about your story and what you've been doing over these years. Let's move along now. We'll move on to one of your apprentices to your right, my left, as I'm looking at it here. Joe McKiernan, correct?
McKiernan, yep,
correct. Sorry.
No. That's good.
I'm not 100% sure on these.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your path here to get to MVEC. Kind of give people a little bit of a background. You're still fairly young in this whole thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've been here just over 3 years, coming up on 4 years here. It started as a summer help here back in 2021, and that's like an internship that you start. It's a 6-month just to see if they like you or not. And thank God they kept me. But then after that, if they keep you start your apprenticeship, and that's a 4-year program.
And what was the apprenticeship like for you?
The apprenticeship was I went to school in Eau Claire 4 times a year. And
was that for just like a couple of weeks or?
Yep, for a week at a time.
Okay.
4 times a year. And you just got to pass a certain amount of tests. I think it's 8, 2 a year, real big ones that you got to pass to continue on. And just took my last test here 3 weeks ago, and still waiting to hear how I did on that. So we'll find out in a week. So that's good. But
good feelings, bad feelings. How do you think you did?
I think I did good. I think I passed, hopefully. But
are you a good test taker type person?
Yeah. I do all right.
Is this just fill A, B, C, D answers, or is this some actual practical stuff that you're having to do on these tests?
So there's, a little bit of both. It's about 50-50. You do take tests like the old Scantrons and things like that, but other than that,
I didn't know those still existed anymore.
Kind of like that, but otherwise it's half the test is hands-on. They test you climbing poles, practicality, working on transformers, different kinds of equipment we have out there on the line.
Okay. So you mentioned this already. Right. So you said it was, what, 4 years?
4 years.
4 years for the training. And is it hands-on a lot, or how does that all work?
Yeah, it's more at school is, it's more books, more the books.
Classroom.
And classroom deal. And then at work here, we do the hands-on, and that's supposed to, that's your apprenticeship is doing the hands-on here.
Okay, so as an apprentice, do you respond to outages? How does that all work when you're doing an apprentice? Or you just kind of follow Bruce around like a little puppy dog and he tells you what to do?
Well, there's not too far off there, but so outages, if you are I believe it's a 5th step apprentice, you are able to go on call full-time, so you'll just be a third guy on the crews with a foreman and a journeyman, and you go out at a week at a time during the year. You'll be put on as a third guy to help them out. Yeah, so I started going on that last year and did my first full year of that last year.
So what was that experience like for you?
That's fun. That's the waking up in the middle of the night doing that thing. Yeah, you never know. You could either get a, you know, real short week where you only have 5 hours of overtime, but then other weeks you'll work 90-plus hours of overtime in those 7 days.
So. How much of a weather forecast do you kind of keep an eye on just to kind of give yourself a general idea for how much extra work may be coming that week?
Yeah, you definitely look before you go to bed and everything like that. And like that, but no, you know what's coming. You just accept it, and you're ready to go.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of maybe terms that I'm not a whole 100%. You said something with your apprenticeship. You were like a fifth something?
Yep, so there's certain steps. There's okay. 8 steps in an apprenticeship. They're first through eighth. Right now I'm an eighth, waiting on to hear if that test I did well on that comes back.
And you get advanced then to what then at that point?
Journeyman. So I'll be a journeyman. Yep. When I pass that, if I pass that. And yep. And then journeyman's the highest you can be. That's topping out, we call it. And then after that, down the years, if you've been here a long time, like Bruce, you can become a foreman down the road.
Get to the foreman level, huh? Okay. So it's one of those, it's like working your way up in the ranks in the military as well type deal.
Exactly, yes.
Once you get everything passed. What got you into this line of work? What inspired you to jump into this type of stuff?
Yeah, my grandpa was a lineman for his whole life. He started when he was 19 or 20, something like that. And until he retired in early 2000s, he worked in the southwest part of the state, and he always talked about it. He really enjoyed it, so that made me look into it. And then it's been a great decision, loved it ever since. So
what area? Southwest Minnesota?
Yep, so down by Slayton. Okay. Marshall down there. Yep. That's where he worked out, a Nobles cooperative.
Okay. I went to college out at Southwest State in Marshall, okay. So I got a good general idea of the area. It's been a while since I've been there, but I do have a pretty good idea of all that. So grandpa did it. Did your dad do it, or was that just it just skips a generation?
Skips a generation here. Yep. Dad didn't do it. Got to me, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And then, he was talking to me about that. I knew he always did it, so I looked into that, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been a great job, and you got a guy like Bruce to kind of show you the way, don't you?
Yeah, he helps me out, carries me along, so.
Teaches you right from wrong, gives you all the different ways to make stuff work. Hey, I put these lines in the ground, be careful for these and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Joe, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Let's check back with Marvin. You still got a couple of things you want to make sure that you mention. You guys have a lot of big stuff coming up for MVEC, don't you?
We do. This summer, we'll be out in the community with that local town celebration, parades and fairs, and other special events, so make sure you watch for us on that. We're also honored to be chosen for the third year to host the free Minnesota Twins Youth Baseball Clinic, and that's for boys and girls that are ages 6 to 12, and that'll be held at the Jordan High School on Friday, July 11th. So you can sure look at our website to find out more information regarding that as well. If you want to keep track of us, we're going to be this throughout the summer. Follow us on Facebook, and we're up to date on details and photos, so you'll be able to follow us on that. But before we go, I'd like to extend a special thank you to the entire MVC team for working so hard to always keep our member owners top priority, whether it's a billing question or an outage restoration like we have Bruce and Joe working on, or EnergyWise question. And these guys are humble because they showed me a picture last night when they talked about the restoration. They actually hand dug a hole 4 feet down. It was hand dug. It wasn't by a machine that we talked about these days. And so Joe had the opportunity to get to know that shovel quite well. And I seen he was down in the hole with his head down first trying to fix a splice down there. But that's the stuff that they run into. And luckily it was light out, but sometimes they end up doing that at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so the special work that they do, it goes unnoticed, but I sure appreciate all the hard work they do. And along with that, I want to make sure we listen to all the KCHEC listeners. Have a wonderful spring. And one thing we talked about is I want to express is safety. This time of year, of course, with the farm equipment on the roads and also our trucks, you'll see the flashers out there and the strobe lights going and the cones out. Make sure that you move over. You can see that these guys are up in the bucket truck. They're trying to restore, replace, and fuse. And so slow down. Make sure you give them room. And get in that other lane so these guys can do their job and restore the power as safely and as quickly as they can. So thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marvin. Appreciate you guys for stopping in. Bruce, Joe, you guys did a great job. I don't know what both these guys were a little concerned about having to talk on the radio for some reason.
Yeah, Marvin said if we do a good job, he might take us out for lunch.
Oh, all right.
Motivation.
There you go. That's how you get people going.
There you go.
Thanks again, guys, for stopping on in.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Marvin, Bruce, and Joe joining us here on KCHK.